श्री गुरु गौरांग श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन पंच तत्वात्मक श्री गौर हरि की श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग श्री श्री राधा गोविंद जीव की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जीव की जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्टो विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्टो विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की जय श्रील गौर किशोर दर बाबा जी महाराज की जय श्रील सच्चिदानंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्रील जगन्नाथ दर बाबा जी महाराज की जय श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ सर्वगोस्वामी प्रभु की सहगना स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपी गो गोवर्धन वृंदावन श्री राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की सर्व विघ्न विनाशनकारी श्री नृसिंह देव की श्री राधाष्टमी तिथि बरा की श्री राभेल धाम की धामवासी भक्त वृंद की श्री विश्वानुराज की कीर्तिदा देवी की विश्वानुराज नंदिनी श्रीमती राधारानी शुभाविर्भाव तिथि पूजा महामहोत्सव की जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज का चर्यतिदंड स्वामी श्रीमद भक्ति रक्षक श्रीधर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज का चर्यतिदंड स्वामी श्रीमद भक्ति प्रमोद पुरी गोस्वामी महाराज की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज का चर्यतिदंड स्वामी श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की परम पूज्य पाद शिक्षा गुरु वर्ग की तिदंड स्वामी श्रीमद भक्ति विजय नरसिंह महाराज की त्रिदंडी पाद गण की समागत भक्त वृंद की श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की साक्षाद् हरितेन समस्त शास्त्रैः रुक्तस्तथा भवतये बाशाद्वी किन्तु प्रभर्जा प्रियये बतश बंदे गुरुश्री चरणारविंद नमयं विष्णु पादाय रूपानुग प्रियाय च श्रीमते भक्ति दयिता माधव स्वामिनामिने कृष्णा भिन्न प्रकाश श्रीमूर्तये दिनतारिणे क्षमागुणय अवताराय गुरवे प्रभवे नमः सतीर्थ प्रीति सद्धर्म गुरु प्रीति प्रदर्शिने ईशदान प्रभावश प्रकाशकायते नमः श्रीक्षेत्रे प्रभुपादश स्थानधार सुकीर्तये सारस्वत गणानंद संवर्धनायते नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैवच पतितानं पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः शंकरसन कारणतय साई गर्भदशाई चत्पायब्धिशाई शेषश्च जशांश कला सन्नितानंदखराम शरणं ममस्तु नमस्ते तु हलग्राम नमस्ते मुसलायुध नमस्ते रेवतीकांत नमस्ते भक्तवत्स नमस्ते बलिनां श्रेष्ठ नमस्ते धरणीधर ब्रह्मारे नमस्ते त्राहि मां कृष्ण पूर्वज नमः महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः भुजेश्वेनु शिरसि शिखिपिच्छां कोटितटे दुकुलां नेत्रान्ते सहचर कटाक्षं विदधति सदा श्रीमद वृंदावन बसति लीला परिचय जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। वंदे नंद ब्रज स्त्रीनां पादरेणुम अभीक्ष्णश यासां हरिकथद गीतं पुनाति भुवरत्रयम् भक्ताभिन अपराधलक्ष्मी क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविंदम्। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। At first, I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His grace incarnate, I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Simultaneously, I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to most revered Gurudev and all Shiksha Gurus to forgive me for my offenses which I might have committed knowingly or unknowingly, for which reason I am unable to feel any spiritual ecstatic feeling on the holy advent day of Srimati Radharani, the absolute counterpart and complete internal potency, Srimati Radharani. For that reason, I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances again and again. There is no certainty of life. Any moment we may leave this world. If we do not get the grace of Radharani and his own dearest persons, then my spiritual life has got no value. I also pay my due respects to all who are present here. I think today is the last day of the meeting here, and our friends will leave for Odisha by train after 13 hours, no, 23, no, 1 a.m. 1 a.m. So they will leave perhaps by 10 or 11 from their place. My going will be on 28th. At what o'clock? Morning. In the afternoon. Afternoon means I have to leave by 12 perhaps. 12:30, then 12:30, no. When? One hour earlier, I should be reached there. 11:30. When did? plane time, departure time for me on 1:14, 1:15. Then we have to reach there by 12:15. Then we have to start from 11:15, 11:30, like that. Daytime. Now, the absolute, the complete internal potency of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has made his appearance here in this world on this holy day. Generally, I stay in India. Mostly in Calcutta Mott. But continuously for 2 years, now I'm coming to Moscow. Last year also, I had the opportunity to observe Radhashtami here. As per her desire. It is, you will be very much perturbed if I say something, because I have heard from our Guru Maharaj our Param Gurudev, Nitra Vishram Vishram Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, who is actually the dearest of Radharani, all his associates of our Param Gurudev Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. They know him as Nayanmani Manjuri. And Nayanmani Manjuri. Not a human being. In his sermons, he said, Radharani, all the pastimes of Krishna, highest pastimes, she is the highest amongst all devotees. But her name is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavat directly. Why? Our Guru Maharaj used to use the word, perhaps Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he heard from him one English word. Radharani is the mother Dumo of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. All are subservient to her. Without him, but without her, Krishna cannot have his highest pastimes in concerthood of love. In the morning you have heard about it. to why her name is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavat, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he expressed his heart to our Gurudev, other Guru Varga, his own personal associates, because nobody can think we can speak about Srimad Bhagavat more than Sukadev Goswami. It will be a vanity. It will be a cause of spiritual fall if you say like this. Sukadev Goswami, I can speak more than Sukadev Goswami. If that sort of vanity is there, then we cannot have devotional spiritual amelioration. Why Sukadev Goswami did not clearly speak about Radharani? While he was speaking about Srimad Bhagavat, the whole Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. The reason he said, because Radharani is the complete, even she can make some perturbation of heart, ecstatic feeling of her own object of love, concepthood of love, Sri Krishna, who is Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord Sri Krishna was crying for getting the company of Radharani. Now, Sukadev Goswami could have uttered the name of Radharani directly. But in that case, his throat would have been choked and tears would roll down from his eyes, and he would not be able to complete to speak about Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. For that reason, he could not utter directly. But indirectly, he has said, if I utter, I won't be able to complete my speaking of Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj will not be rescued from the cars. Our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur said like that. But we are uttering Radha Radha, no tears are coming. Krishna is weeping, but we are feeling nothing. Now, Sukadev Goswami said indirectly, which also our Param Gurudev pointed out. Anayarayata Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara Jannabhya Gubinda Pitaram Anayata Raha. Anayarayata Krishna. And when there was Rash Lila with all the gopis, millions of gopis, The one of the gopis without repaying the name, when left that Rashlila place, then millions of gopis could not keep Krishna there. Krishna left all gopis and was crying. And after getting the vision and contact of Radharani, he could console her and console him. Anarayadunirang Bhagavan Harishra Janna Biha Govinda Pita Manaratam, living all this. Indirectly it is said. Not directly, because also Sukadi Krishnami thought the enslaved jivas, conditioned souls of the world, if I say something more, they will not be able to understand. And generally I go through the teachings of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur on Radharashtami Tithi, what he delivered, what he spoke for the eternal benefit of his disciples at that time. He said something by hearing which we, like our conditioned souls, enslaved jivas, were afraid. There he said, if a jewel, if a necklace, very valuable gold necklace of diamond or gold, is given to a monkey, what that monkey will do? It will tear it. Like the, we use the word monkey. If you want to see that, I can show you. But the book is not here. Giving us a warning. So, Sukadeva Goswami, we are reading Bhagavat, delivered by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. When Sukadeva Goswami could not utter, enslaved jivas like me, who is Brahmagya Rishi, from the, just in the womb, Mahajnani, Mahajogi, Mahabhagavat, he could not utter. We should think about this very deeply. Yet our Mahamantra has got reference with Radharani. But actually, we worship Lakshmi Narayan. Radha Krishna is the only object of pure love, sweet love. And whether majestic aspect of love, their object, Radha Krishna, we have our portrait in the front, actually you are worshipping Lakshmi Narayana. You are not worshipping Radha Krishna. Gradually when our mind will be sanctified, our Guru Varga, they have said your object of is Radha Krishna, but you should worship with all rules and regulations as per scriptural prescripts, injunctions, as per direction of the Vaishnavas. Gradually, when your mind will be sanctified, Vidhi Marg Ratajane Shadhinata Ratnajane Rag Marge Karana Purvesh. Gradually you will get that bhakti, raga bhakti. Not all on a sudden. Then you will understand. Supreme Lord cannot be many. Supreme Lord is one. If this flower is outside Supreme Lord, complete reality, absolute, then complete reality will lose his position. Nothing can be outside complete reality, purna. Outside absolute, outside infinite, then it will become finite. Infinite is one, but he has got numerous manifestations. Some of the manifestations of his pastimes we know. In the scriptures, from the scriptures, from our Shuddha Bhaktas. But infinite forms, he has got infinite pastimes. He is infinite. His Brahmanda, this world is infinite. Transcendent realm, infinite. All the jivas, living beings are infinite. His form is infinite. Nobody can say, I have realized Supreme Lord completely. The Indian does not know Supreme Lord. As per his submission to the Supreme Lord, to that degree, by his grace, he can know, but that is not the last. So very difficult. Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has said, although it is very difficult to understand Radharani, our Guru Bhargo, they have installed deities in Vrindavan, Radha Govinda, Radha Madhav Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madhav, all our, and our Guru Bhargo also. Knowing fully well their ordinary conditions, you cannot understand it. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to give us the highest divine love which we can get in our worship with Nandanandan Krishna. But in other forms, you cannot get. In this special Kali Yuga, and to give it to all, most munificent form of Godhead is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. For that reason, we belong to that blessed Kali Yuga, or you may say Iron Age. We are, in a sense, very much lucky, fortunate. Not in all Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not appear. In one day of Brahma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nandanandan Krishna appears in Dwapar Yuga, in 28th Chatur Yuga, 4, Chatta Teta Dwapar Kali, 28th of one Manu's life is the span of life of 4 Chatur Yuga is multiplied by 71 times. In the 28th Chatur Yuga, in that Dwapar Yuga, Nandanandan Krishna, he appears in this world with his transcendental realm, Vrindavan Dham, and his personal associates. But he has not given that prem to anybody except his own persons. But next Kali Yuga, Nandanandan Krishna has taken the form of Radharani and mode of worship of Radharani outside Gauranga. Inside Krishna, outside golden complexion. By appearing, he has distributed this frame to all. For that reason, we are fortunate to hear about this. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, which we remembered in a hymn, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is his personal associate. Radha bhajan jodi moti nahi bhela, Krishna bhajan tabo akar ne gela. You have got, if they have no aptitude, no liking to worship Radharani, then your worship of Krishna Supreme Lord is futile. It has got no value. Radha bhajan jodi moti nahi bhela. You have got no desire, no longing, no liking to worship Radharani, then your worship of Krishna is futile, valueless, no value. Radha bhajan jodi moti nahi bhela, Krishna bhajan tabo akar ne gela. Atvarohita suraj nahi jani, Radha virohita madhav nahi vani. His own person is saying. Without the heat, without the quality of heat, we cannot think about sun. Without the quality of light, we say, we cannot think about sun. Like without Radharani, we cannot think about Krishna. Can you have any conception of the sun without light, without the quality of heat? Atvarahita suraj nahi jani, Radha virahita madhav nahi mani. Sun and sunlight identical. But sun is substance, light is quality. Light is dependent to sun. Light is coming from sun. With light and sun, both are identical. Without, in relation to sun, light cannot exist. A diamond, light is emanating from diamond. A particle of the light of the diamond is not diamond. Diamond is substance. A part of the diamond is diamond. Because there is substance in it. But a particle of the ray of the diamond is not diamond. If you can make by your own imagination, all the particles of light, you can unite them, then that will not become sun. Sun is intrinsically different. Sun is not coming from light. Light is coming from sun. All the potential come in form Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is not coming from the potential. Jivo, that the parts of the one kind of potency, that is called marginal potency, in between internal and external potency. They may be enveloped by illusory energy when they become averse to Sri Krishna. When they come in contact with Shuddha Bhakta, the internal potency in concrete form, by their grace, if they submit to them, they can enter into the transcendental realm. In the light, a imaginary line of demarcation is there. Thought means a line demarcating land and water in this river. We are coming out from this. Those who want to enjoy this world, they are involved by the universal energy and they have come to this prison house. So many Brahmandas, so many planets. Are those who have turned their face towards Krishna and they are eternally realized soul. And those who are averse, they are now for infinite. For lakhs and lakhs of people, they are moving. When they come in contact with the Shuddha Bhakta, then they can understand, oh, what I am, where from I have come. Shuddha Bhakta means Krishna's grace in Shuddha Bhakta form, grace in God. So it is said, Atapa rahita suraj nahi jani radha virahita madhava nahi mani. Kevala madhava pujaya shagyani radha anadar karayo bhimani. Kevala madhava, those who worship Krishna only, ignoring his potency, his devotee, those who want to see sun, ignoring the light. Can they see the sun? Light will come and you have to accept the light, then through the light you can see the sun. He's self-effulgent. Without light you can see the sun. Sun's own light you have to accept. Those who want that I shall start Krishna without ignoring the devotees, they are ignorant. They do not know anything. By their vanity, they have got some sort of pride, vanity. Why I shall submit to the devotee, submit to Radharani? I shall go direct to Krishna. Abhimani, they have got pride. So they do not want to submit to Radharani. Kevala Madhava Pujaya, only Madhava. How we can understand Madhava without his potency? You have got no conception. Kobahu nahi garbi takara sangha. You should not associate with such people who ignore his internal potency, his grace incarnate potency, Radharani and her extension, all the Shakis and them. Never associate with them. If you associate, you will not be able to get sweet love of Krishna, never. Kabhu nahi kori takara sanga, chitti chuji bhajara saranga. Now you see, time is short, what can I do? And they will go. We have to know about Krishna first. Then you can have knowledge of Radharani. Who is Krishna? So many evidence. Now, our Gurudev used to deliver sermons and Guru Bhargava for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, daily, throughout the year. They cannot finish Bhagavad. By a person like me, who has got no such knowledge, no such devotion, how can I speak? You see, you will find evidence where? In various scriptures. Yet we cannot understand this. When we shall come in contact with the personal associates of Radharani and submit to him, we have got that aptitude, we are lucky to bona fide, not to the professional. All these hypocrites like me, but actual Shuddha Bhakta, and you submit to him, then your real self will be awakened. And whatever he will say, you will be able to understand the implication, significance of this. By his grace. For that reason, it is said, who is Krishna? Krishna Swarup Vichar Suna Sanatan Adhyaya Gyanatattva Braje Brajendranandan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Sanatana Goswami, the then Prime Minister of Bhujan Shah, Emperor. He renounced his Prime Ministership and everything and came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving, through him, he's a realized soul in Krishna Lila. He appeared as Prime Minister of Emperor Bhujan Shah. Actually, he's the personal associate of Krishna. You hear, who is Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting as a guru now, taking the form of Radharani Devi, greatest, highest guru. And he is giving instruction to all the living beings of the human beings in this world through Sanatana Goswami. Krishna Swarupa Vichara Suna Sanatana. Adhyaya Gyana Tattva. He is absolute knowledge. He is absolute infinite knowledge. But he is also the son of Nanda Maharaj. What is this? Absolute knowledge. How he can be the son of Nanda Maharaj? Now these people, you need to understand how we can understand Radharani. The foundation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, ultimately absolute knowledge, absolute existence, absolute bliss. Adhyayagranta Braje, Brajendra Nandan. But in Brajadham, he is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Very perplexing. How a son of a human being can be supreme? We think like this. Nanda Maharaj is a human being. So, it is beyond our comprehension. You can understand. Brajendra Nandan is the son of Nanda Maharaj. For this, even Brahma could not understand Krishna as Supreme Lord. Brahma has created us. This spot in world, but he could not understand. When Brajagopis, Brajagop and Brajavasi, the Brajabhakta, the devotees of Gop milkmen and milkwomen, they said to Brahma, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. How? He's a cowherd boy. Born in a milkman's house. I have created them. Nanda Maharaj, I have created. And he is son of that. He cannot be Supreme Lord. I don't believe this. He's got no opulences. Infinite opulences. But he is moving in the jungle, in the forest, with other cowherd boys. They have got small loincloth, dirty musmain loincloth, with stick. They are grazing the cows, the calves, etc., in the forest. And he is also a coward boy. He has got no ornaments, no opulences, no gold, no jewel, nothing. In his head, he is keeping a branch of a tree. And a feather of a peacock, a bird, and he has become Supreme Lord. How? He has got one of bamboo flute. Bamboo flute. How he can be Supreme Lord? I don't believe this. But when Krishna killed Aghasur, a python-like Asur, demon, with 12 miles long, like a mountain, all the cowherd boys, they are tending the calves, they are now small boys, they saw AC. There is one wonderfulness in Brajadham. This seems to be like a python, serpent. But it is a mountain. And there is one very good wood road to enter into the cave. In that mountain there is a cave. And the tongue of the snake, they thought it is a very good wood road to enter into it. Let us go behind there. Krishna was in the distance. Krishna was seeing their entry into the mouth of a great python, a demon. The demon, Aghasur, is the brother of Putana. Krishna killed Putana. And brother Bakasur. For that reason, that Aghasur was very much angry. I shall devour all the children of the Brajavasi. And they will, out of separation grip, by crying, they will die. And including Krishna, I shall also devour Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj, all will be finished. And with opening his mouth, he's there. And these little boys, they thought it is a mountain, there is a place of road, good road, to enter into the cave. And from a distance, Krishna, where are we? They could not hear it. They entered with all the. And that python was waiting for Krishna. When Krishna will come, I shall devour him. Krishna ran and entered into it. And one part of the bleak, what is that bleak? Or one part, the lips, you see, mouth, and the snakes have got. One part is in the Then another part in the sky. What do you say? Jaw. Jaw is in the one jaw is on the land, another jaw in the sky. And when Krishna entered, and he is now devouring everything. Krishna enhances his body, extending his body. And so much he is extending, by that his suffocation, he had got suffocation, and he could not inhale air, etc. Or everything has been stopped. And so big Krishna has become. And by suffocation, his soul and breaking the head went out, died. On seeing this, Brahma was astonished. A little boy, how he killed this a great Venus, a large demon? Then he came to examine Krishna. Who he is? Let me see. And he came. He saw Krishna with all other Godhead boys. They came to the bank of a lake that we call Sarovar. Sarovar. For taking food. And all the cowherd boys, they have brought food for feeding Krishna. They have kept it in the trees. And they have brought those things in the evening. And Brahma, when they are seeing what they are doing, the cowherd boys, they are saying, Kanaya, this is very good. By tasting, if it is sweet, if it is not bitter nor sour, Kanaya, take this. And Krishna is taking all the remnants of the cowherd boys. Then he cannot be Supreme Lord. We have to take the remnants of a Supreme Lord. And he is taking all these cowherd boys. How he can be Supreme? He reject. He cannot be Supreme. Taking. And they are addressing Krishna like this. Oh Kanhaiya. Our calves have gone away to a distant place. You sit here and you take food. We have to go to bring them. If it is very late, then our parents will be angry with us. You sit here. Addressing, O Kanhaiya. What is this? We have to address Supreme Lord with respect. O Kanhaiya. And with the words they use in for inferior persons. This is Kagvas Jabut and Kak Tiba Jabut Tiba. For young girls, Tiba. Like that. Using that words. For then he can never be Supreme Lord. All right. What they do. Krishna says, no. You take food. I can alone can bring all the cups. You take food. Krishna went to bring those cups. And Brahma, what he did? He lifted all the cups and put them in the cave of Sumeru mountain in a great millions of miles distance. And Krishna was searching. Krishna was not seeing any cup. Very much worried. Krishna was asking so many persons, have you seen my cups? No, we have not seen. You have not seen? No. And how can I go? Return to the house?
We have not seen, we do not know. How can you go, you know? Then Brahma smiled. Supreme Lord is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is not omniscient. Who lifted the cups, he does not know. And if he would have been my master, Supreme Lord, he can bring those his own person, own cups, forcibly. And he is asking so many persons. He has no power to snatch this from me. And he is worried. He cannot be Supreme Lord. I reject. When Krishna returns, he saw all the covered by no covered by them. Brahma lifted them and kept them in the cave of the Sumeru mountain. And he was searching, asking so many men. Now Krishna started weeping. I have lost cubs. I have lost my dear friends. Where I shall go? He was going to the mountain, to the bank of the Yamuna, everywhere, asking so many. Then Brahma smiled, you remain here. I am going back. You are Bhagavan, you are Supreme Lord, remain here. When Brahma left that place, Krishna also smiled and became so many calves and so many cowherd boys. Exactly the same. Nothing is impossible for Supreme Lord. Kartum akartum annatha kartum jasamartva. He can do, he can undo, and again he can undo the doings again. Everything he can do. All gopis, they could not understand. They lost their sons. Same tone. Same jumping, everything is same. They couldn't understand. Only they understood that when we are in the family, but we have got love for Krishna. We have got no attachment to our physical relations. But by touching the sons, we have got the touch of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. What is this? By embracing the child, we have got no desire to keep even the land. And tears are rolling down. What is this? Who is this son? They are astonished. They had the desire to get Krishna as their son. All the gopis, if Krishna would have been our son, we should have kissed Krishna. We should have suckled the Krishna gopis. We should have served the Krishna. Krishna, for fulfilling their desire, came in person, but they couldn't understand. Baladev could understand. Oh, what is this? Hey, this is all is done by Krishna. For 1 year, and the cows, they are also, they are very fond of their own newborn young ones. But it is, this calf has come, it is old, 1 year old. There they have got newborn calves. But Krishna came in the form of calf. All the calves, all the cows are running towards their respective young ones through the jungle, tearing the rope, etc. And by going there, and they're slapping all these calves, and those calves, they're suckling the breast of the cows, and cows, the tears are coming down. Krishna has fulfilled the desire. Krishna came as the calves to fulfill the desire of the cows. There are ordinary cows. Muni Rishis, they are born as cows. And the gopis. After 1 year, when Brahma came to see, You are seeing Krishna was doing the same pastimes with the same cowherd boys. Are he is very cunning. Must have learned that I have kept it there. He went there to the Sumeru mountain. There also he saw all the cowherd boys are there, they're sleeping. And the same figure, same everything is same. What is this? Oh, I've seen wrong. He came to Vrindavan, they're moving. He has four faces. Simultaneously, you are seeing. Here also calves, they're sleeping. Here also cowherd birds. Ultimately thought, oh, I have committed a great offense. I have lifted the calves and the cowherd boys. I have committed a great offense. They are the personal associate of He is Supreme Lord. And he ultimately he took absolute shelter and was praying, please forgive me, please forgive me. Then by his grace he saw all the cowherd boys and all the cubs, they are all chaturbhus, four armed, shankha chakra gada padma dhari kija kundal dhari pita bhushan dhari. He understands. With this majestic aspect, he understands. Oh, they are my object of worship. He fell down, immediately falling down and praying prayers. Then Krishna again graced him. There are no cowherd boys, no calves, no four-armed Narayan, Vasudev. Only Krishna in the left hand, yogurt and rice mixed, and fluid, that bamboo fluid is under his waist. And there is also cane, and that is in the left armpit. You are seeing Krishna. At first he criticized Krishna. Krishna is taking food in the left hand. He does not know the Vedic instruction. How he can be Bhagavan? When he saw now the left hand, such beauty, sweetness, I have never seen in Vaikuntha Dham, in Ajodhya, in Dwarka, nowhere. It is so sweet. And you are seeing all the avatars are coming from Nandanandan Krishna. Then he started saying prayers. Noibirda Purushatari Dhammaraya Gunjavan Parishvacharasan Mukaya Vandrasakapala Vitra Vishanvan. This to be stopped, the hymns in 10th canto is very good. It requires 1 month, more than 1 month. But here it is not possible. You are the cause of all causes. You are the Lord of all lords. Please excuse me. Without your grace, nobody can know you in this world. Athapite deva padam bujadya prasad leshanu grihitevi jaradattam bhagavan mahim nanna channa chirabhya ekan vichinban. If anybody tries endeavors through thousands of births, by his own endeavor he cannot know. But if anybody submits to and gets your grace, then he can know, and nobody can know. But Brahma, when he could not know, how he can know? And Radharani is? Who is Radharani? Radharani is the complete internal potency. Krishna is serving himself by in the form of Radharani. Radharani is not something different from Krishna. As you find in the Gita, Krishna says, Kajya karna kottritte hetu prakriti ruchyate. Purusha godakana bhaktritte hetu ruchyate. Now in this world you will find cause and effect. In this world, material world. cause and effect, and in the effect there is some and is and the suffering is felt by the conscious principle, not by this body. Hetu prakriti ruchyate, material energy. And for getting happiness, that is felt by Purush. Purush and Prakriti in the same body. In the form of Purush, by his messaging his own body. And he is getting happiness himself. This action is Prakriti. And by this action, who is feeling this? He is also that person. He is Purush. Like that, Krishna, he is serving himself with his complete potency. That is called Radha, Radhika, Aradhika. Krishna is worshipping himself in the form of Radha. And he is also enjoying happiness in Purush form. So this Radharani is not distinct from Krishna. Krishna in the form of Radharani is serving, and by serving Krishna is getting happiness. Predominating aspect of the moiety and predominant aspect of the moiety, one half and another half. Our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say, we do not find any appropriate word in English. But that is Lahadini Shakti, Sandhini Sambit. But Lahadini Shakti, all the devotees, they are giving happiness to Krishna. By Sandhini Shakti, Mad Vigraha is Baladev. All the existence in transcendental realm and in this realm, everything is maintained by Baladev. And Sambhit Shakti Mad Vigraha is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Sambandha Gyan, Krishna is my supreme, our eternal master. Krishna is my friend, bosom friend. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my husband. This relation will be given by Krishna. When that relation you get, by that relation, you will have love. You will have love. As per relation of the close relation, so far delightfulness you will get. The highest delightfulness, confidantes, gopis they can get. And amongst the confidantes, Radharani is the highest. But I am running fast. By so quickly I cannot finish this. It's very difficult. For that reason, it is more than 9:15. So if I, in future, if I come here and I have got good hold over English, I do not find appropriate words at the appropriate time. And he is here. He knows the local language. He can explain it. You explain for some time. Huh? Oh, then they will be very, all the Calcutta devotees already, they are very much aggrieved. And they have complained me. Why are you going out? But because I have got this operation, for that reason, I say like that. I cannot come. Perchance, this operation, the doctor insists, you should do it. And you should take for 15 days or 20 days rest. Just after that, I have come. I can speak about it if I come any time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You've got desires, Supreme Lord desires, then nobody can do anything against him. Because the desires, you know, all the devotees, they complain of the Calcutta devotees. Now, yet I have come here. If Lord desires, then what can be done?